Ayraysa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding three lines from the top on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph by the words Tan Rabbanon. So says the Gemara. What we're holding now is that we mentioned that on Yom Kippur there are five tefillos and 10 times where the Kohen Gadol has to do Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim. The first tefillah we mentioned is for going into the Azara, just like all year round, that even someone who's tar, when he goes into the Azara, we're frat to do Avaida, so he has to do a tefillah. According to Ben Zayma, it's a tefillah Daraisa. According to Rabbi Huda, it's a tefillah Midrabanan. But that's the first tefillah. And then there are four more tefillahs before, in between each Avaida, there's another tefillah. And that's what we're going to learn about more on this Amud, about the rest of the tefillahs as well. Besides the first one, which we mentioned, which was before he put on the big day Zav, in order to perform the Avoida of the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. Afterwards, then he does another tefillah before he puts on the big day Lavan to perform the Avoida Sayyim. And then he does another tefillah when he puts back on the big day Zav to bring his aisle and the aisle of the Tzibur. And then he does another tefillah when he puts back on the big day Lavan in order to take out the Kaf and the Machta from the Kodesh HaKadoshim that had in it the Keteres and the Gacholim. So he puts on the big day Lavan to do that, and he does another tefillah. And then after that, he does another tefillah when he puts on the big day Zav in order to perform the Avodah of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So in total, it's going to be 5 tefillahs and 10 times where he does Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim. So now says the Gemara, Tan Rabban, Uva Aaron el Ayil Ma'id. It says that Aaron of Kain, he goes into the Ayil Ma'id, which generally speaking usually refers to the Heichal, but we'll see this Gemara seems to interpret it to be referring to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he goes into Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Pasuk doesn't tell us what he does. So says the Gemara, Lamu Huba, why does he go in? The Pasuk doesn't tell us. So says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Einai ba el haitzi esakaf esamachta. The reason why he goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim is in order to take out the Kaf and the Machta. He put it in, he brought it in when he did the Avodah Sayyim. And then he left it in there. He burnt the Keteres on the Gechalim and he left in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kaf and the Machta. So now he goes back in to take it out. Which the Cheskuni ala Torah in Achrei Ma'is in Perek Tezayin Pasuk Chav Gimel, he asked, Elachayra, this is a Bia Shalol L'Tzarech. Why not just leave in the Kaf and the Machta, and the next year, the following year, either him or whoever it is that's Kohen Gadol, when he goes in to bring the Kaf and the Machta again, so he'll bring in a new Kaf and the Machta with new Keteres and Gechalim, and when he goes in, he's going in anyway, so he'll take out the one from last year. What's the point in going in just to take it out? You could take it out next to the following year. So it says the Cheskuni that it would get disgusting, and therefore Al's covered for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so it's not considered Shelo L'Tzarech. Being that he's doing it, Al's covered Klap Bimayla, so it's not considered Shelo L'Tzarech. So the Kohen Gadol goes back in to take out the Kaf and the Machta. Now says the Gemara that V'chol HaParsha Kula Nemra La Seder, that in general, the whole Parsha in Achrim is when it goes through the Seder Hayoyim of the Avodah on Yom Kippur, so it's all written in order, Chutz Mi Pasuk Zeh, except for this Pasuk. This Pasuk is the only Pasuk that's written out of order. Because this Pasuk, we mentioned already, that there's the Avodah of the Tamid Shel Shachar with the Big Day Zav, then there's the Avodah Sayoyim with the Big Day Lavan, then there's when the Kohen Gadol brings his aisle and the aisle of the Tzibur, that's with the Big Day Zav, then he takes out the Kaf and the Machta with the Big Day Lavan, and then he brings the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim with the Big Day Zav. In total, 5 groups of Avodahs. Now, this Pasuk that the Gemara is saying is referring to taking out the Kaf and the Machta, this Pasuk is actually written together right after the Avodah Sayyim, before the Torah tells us about the aisle of the Kohen Gadol and the aisle of the Tzibur. So it's written out of order, says the Gemara. Really, it's supposed to be, really, this is done after the Kohen Gadol brings the Elim. So says the Gemara, my time, how do you know that's out of order? Maybe not. What makes you assume that this is out of order? Really, it's done after the Kohen Gadol brings the two Elim. Maybe Taka is done before. Says the Gemara, no, it can't be, because Rav Chista said, Gemir, we have Allah, Lamesh Mesinai, Rashi says, that Chamish Tfilois V'Asara Kiddushin, Taivil Kain Gadol, Mekadish Rebbe. We know, we have a Messer, we have Allah, Lamesh Mesinai, that the Kain Gadol is supposed to go to the Mikvah 5 times, and do Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim 10 times on Yom Kippur. Now, Viika Sidran, now if this is, the Torah is written in order, and this taking out the Kaf and the Machta is really done together right after, the Avodas Hayoyim, now both of those things are done with the Big Day Lavan, so it comes out that Loi Meshkachas Lo'ela Shalish Tfilas Vashisha Kedusha, and it's gonna come out that there's only three times that the Kohen Gadol switches his Begadim, and is gonna have to go to the Mikvah, and Mamela six times where he does Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim. Each Tfilah has two Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim. So it's gonna come out that there's only gonna be three Tfilas. Why? Because he'll do one tefillah when he puts on the Big Day Zav for the Tamech El Shachar. He'll do another tefillah when he puts on the Big Day Lavan for the Avodas Hayoyim and taking out the Kaf and the Machta afterwards. And then he'll do another tefillah for putting on the Big Day Zav for bringing the Elim and for the Tamech El Bin Arbaim. And that will be it. Then he's finished. So being that we know that there's supposed to be five tefillahs and 10 Kiddush Yedayim Veraglayim, 10 Kiddushin, so therefore we know that obviously this pasuk is written out of order. Taking out the Kaf and Machta is not written in its proper place, and really this is done after the Kohen Gadol brings the Elim. In Mamela, that's how we added an extra two times the Kohen Gadol switches his clothing. And that's where we'll have five tefillahs and 10 kiddushin. Now says the Gemara Vayter, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, that Amar Rav Yehuda, Minayin L'chamish Tfilos V'Asara Kiddushin. How do we know that the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikveh five times in Yom Kippur, and he does Kiddush Yedayim V'Raglayim 10 times? Minayin L'chamish Tfilos V'Asara Kiddushin Shetayv Kohen Gadol Mekadish B'Bayoyim. How do we know about that there's five Tfilos and 10 Kiddushin? Which is, that's a Mitzapela. We just said that. It's a Halach L'Mishmi Sinai. So what are you going to look for a Makar from a Pasuk for when we just said that it's a Halach L'Mishmi Sinai? Adarab, the Rabbim writes in his Akdamah to Pirsha Mishnais that we only call something Halacha Mishnah Mesina Gufa when there is no Makar in the Pasuk. It's solely passed down in Mesira, and there is no Pasuk to tell us that Halacha. That's what we call a Halacha Mishnah Mesina. So if we just said it, it's a Halacha Mishnah Mesina, so what's the Gemara now bringing a Braisa that Amar Rav Yehuda, what's the Makar for the Chamesh Tfilos and Asara Kedushin? We just said it's a Halacha Mishnah Mesina. So Taisus asked the Kasher, Taisus Diver Maschel Gemiri, and Taisus says that Eina Chanami, it's really a Halacha Mishnah Mesina, like we said. The Gemara is looking for a Makar to know when these five tefillos take place. Because if it was just for the Halacha Mishnah Mesinai that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to go to the mikvah five times, so maybe he does five times all back to back. Maybe before, in the beginning of the day, he just goes to the mikvah five times and he washes his hands and feet 10 times. How do we know that it's supposed to be Bein Avaida La Avaida? So that's what the Gemara now brings. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Amar Rav Yehuda, Minayin L'chamesh Tefilos V'Asara Kiddushin Shetayv V'Kohen Gadol Mikadish V'Bayoyim. How do we know about these five Tefilos and 10 Kiddushin? Meaning, how do we know how they're spaced out, that they're between Bein Avodah L'Avodah? So says Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's Makar is Tamul Leimer, the Pasuk says, in Parashas Achrimais, in Perek Tezayin, in Pasuk of Gimel and Pasuk of Dalet, it says, Uva Aaron El Oyel Maid, Ufashad as Big De Habad, Verachat as Besaru, Bamayin, Bemakim Kadosh, Velavash as Begadav, Yatza Vasa, etc. So it says over there, this is written between the Avaidas Hayoim and when the Kohen Gadol brings the two Elim. So it says, when he's switching from his Big Day Lavan to his Big Day Zahav, it says that he goes to the mikvah. So we learn out from here, that just like over here, the Kohen Gadol switching out of his Big Day Lavan into his Big Day Zav, he does a tefillah. So too all switches in Avaida. Anytime the Kohen Gadol switches Avaidas, when he switches from his Big Day Lavan to his Big Day Zav, and vice versa, from his Big Day Zav to his Big Day Lavan, he always requires a tefillah. That's how we'll have five tefillahs and 10 kiddushin. Now, really, this pasuk is only a makar for switching from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, that there's a chiyuv tefillah. We'll see on Amud Beis what exactly the makar is for even when he goes the other way, when he switches from his Big Day Zav to his Big Day Lavan. For now, we could assume that it's a kol shekein, that if for switching from his Big Day Lavan, which are more chamer, to his Big Day Zav, he has to do a tefillah. So in kol shekein, when he switches from his Big Day Zav to his Big Day Lavan, he has to do a tefillah. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's makar for the chamish tefillahs. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe says a different makar. It's from earlier in the in Parashas Achrimais, also in Perek Tzayin, but in Pasuk Dalet over there he says Rebbe minayin l'chamish tefilas v'asara kedushin shetayvu but kain gadol mikadish rebayoyim. What's the makar? He says shenemar, as the pasuk says over there in Pasuk Dalet, it says between the tamid shal shachar when he wears the big day zahav and the avodas hayoyim when he's changing into his big day lavan. The pasuk over there says k'sayin es bad kodesh yilbash u'michnasei vad yiu al besaroi u'va'avni bad yachgur b'mitznefet bad yitznoif big day kodesh heim v'rachatz v'mayim as besaru ulveisham. So over there it talks about going to the mikvah when he switches from his big day zav into his big day lavan, from the tamid shal shachar to the avodas hayoyim, So we see from there, halamadita shekola mishana me'avayda la'avayda ta'an tefillah. So we learn out from here that any time the Kohen Gadol, when he switches avaydas on Yom Kippur, so he has to do a tefillah. Now really, this is only makar when he switches from avaydas chutz to avaydas pedim, when he goes from the big day zav to the big day lavan. So that makes sense, that he's doing something more chomer. So that's what the Rebbe continues, and he says, va'imer, and the pasuk says, big day kodesh heim. Which are extra words. So he dashes from there that hukshu ka begadim kulan zelizet, that we have a hekesh for all the begadim, that just like when he goes from the big day zav to the big day lavan, he needs to do a tefillah. So too, when he goes from the big day lavan to the big day zav, he also needs to do a tefillah. So that's how Rebbe says that's the makar for the chamesh tefillahs. So now we just said we have now according to Rebbe and according to Rebbe Yehuda a makar that between each and every avoda there needs to be a tefillah. And now this is the clincher, says the Gemara, bein lefi Rebbe, bein lefi Rebbe Yehuda. The chamish avodah is saying, and we know that there are five avodahs, like we've spoken out, that there's the tamid shel shachar, which is the big day zav. The tamid shel shachar is done with the big day zav. Then there's avodah sayoy, which is done by big day lavan. There's the eloi ve'elah'ah, by big day zav. The kain gadol's own aisle, and the aisle of the tzibur, that's the big day zav. There's the kafu machta, which is taking out the kafu machta from the kodesh HaKadoshim, and that's done by big day lavan. And then the fifth and final avodah is the tamid shel bein harbayim, which is the big day zav. So being that there's five avodahs, and between each one, before each one, the Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah and do go to the mikvah. So that's how we have that there's five tefillahs. Now, so that's how we have it. Bein lefi Rebbe, bein lefi Rebbe Yehuda. We now have a makar for the five tefillahs of the day. Now the Gemara is going to focus. Now, how do we know that each tefillah requires two kiddushin? So says the Gemara. And now first we're going to go within Shitas Rebbe, that we're going to explain Rebbe's makar for that each tefillah has two kiddushin, because Rebbe is actually going to learn it from Perek Tes Zayin Pasuk Chav Dalet, which is where Rebbe Yehuda told us we learn out the five tefillahs from. Rebbe, we're going to see soon, that's where he learns out Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim from. So this is makar that we're about to say is only going to be within Shitas Rebbe. On Amud Beis, we're going to have Lefi Rebbe Yehuda what the makar is for the ten kiddushin. But says the Gemara, Minayin Shekol Tefillu Tefillah Tzricha Shnei Kiddushin, and again we're in Shitas Rebbe, how do we know that each tefillah requires two times Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? Tamu Leimer, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk Chav Gimel, the Pasuk Chav Dalet, it says, Ufashat V'Rachatz, V'Rachatz V'Lavash. No, it says the Pasuk Chav Gimel, Ufashat, and in Pasuk Chav Dalet, it says, V'Rachatz V'Lavash. So we the fact that it says V'Rachatz over here, and it's completely extra, because we already know tefillah from Pasuk Dalet, from earlier in the parak. So what's this V'Rachatz? Says Rebbe, this V'Rachatz must be referring to Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, because we already know tefillah. And from the fact that it says it between Ufashat and V'Lavash, we learn out that both the Pshita and the Levisha both require Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. When he takes off his clothing and when he puts on the new clothing, each one requires a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So that's how we know that each tefillah requires two kiddushin, and that's how we have it, that just like if there are five tefillahs, that there's ten kiddushin. So that's what the Tanakhama says, that's the makar for the ten kiddushin. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, I made a different makar. That kavuchaymer, that partially we learn it out from a kavuchaymer. That uma b'makayim she'ein ton tefillah ton kiddush. If we find that a regular kind during the year, when he wants to go into the azara, so midaraisa, he doesn't require tefillah. Midaraisa, clearly Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the tefillah before going into the azara is only midarabanan, and therefore he says we have a kavuchaymer. Midaraisa, the kain when he goes into the azara to perform avodah in the base of mikdash during the year, he doesn't require tefillah. Yet talking Kiddush, yet he still needs to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. So Malkim Shetayin Tefillah. So if the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, we have Makaris already that he needs Tefillah. So every time he needs Tefillah, in Aydin Shetayin Kiddush, all the more so, he for sure should require Kiddush. However, Imala Halan Kiddush Echad, Afkan Kiddush Echad. But if we learn it out from this Kavachaymer from the Kohen during the rest of the year, so then the Kohen Gadol should only require one Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Just like the Kohen during the rest of the year, that he only needs one Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Says Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that's what we use the Pasuk for now. Why does it mean when the pasuk says the Aron HaKohen that he takes off his clothing that he was wearing? What does it mean that he was wearing? Obviously, a person could only take off something that he was wearing. If he wasn't wearing it, he can't take it off. So why does it say these extra words asher lavash? Alahakish pshita lelavisha, to compare the taking off of the clothing of the big day kahuna to the putting them on. Malavisha ta'in kiddush, just like putting on big day kahuna for putting on the new begadim, he needs to do kiddush adayim v'raglayim, like we just said, that we learn now from the Kavu Chaymer. So af pshita tarin kiddush, so to pshita also requires kiddush, and that's the makar that there's two kiddush adayim v'raglayims by each tefillah. But again, all of this is within Shitas Rebbe, that this pasuk is not being used for tefillah, that this pasuk in pasuk Chav Dalet, pasuk Chav Gimel, pasuk Chav Dalet, that's being used to teach us about kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Mirta Hashem on the next Amud, that's what we'll see in tomorrow's share, how Rabbi Yehuda knows that there's two kiddushin for each tefillah.